For WSKG News, I'm Solveig Wastvedt. Winners of New York's 5 medical marijuana licenses could emerge any day now. The State Department of Health says it will announce the picks in mid-July. One bidder, Salus Scientific, aims to start growing in Johnson City. If the company wins a license, it will have to get right down to business. Co-founder Michael Falcone says he plans to refurbish a former grocery warehouse in the city to use for cultivation. The drug would need to be ready for sale by January, according to state rules. Falcone says his project would focus on local labor and bring Johnson City much-needed jobs.
We'd have growers and cultivators, and those jobs are things that are, you know, it's a skill, but it's a skill that can be easily trainable and learned.
But the whole plan is far from a sure thing. Only 5 out of 43 applicants will get a license. The winners face strict limits, too. Each license covers 4 dispensaries for a total of 20 statewide. And the state only approved 10 diseases for treatment with medical marijuana. Falcone says he's on board with all the regulation.
Our feeling is because it's so restrictive that it's really going to be the most medically and science-driven model in the country.
He says he'd partner with Binghamton University's planned pharmacy school for research. The school is set to locate in Johnson City and admit its first class in August 2017. Solveig Wastvedt, WSKG News.